Lord, do not pass me by. 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 This morning, as I've come before your throne of grace, do not pass me by. In the name of Jesus, let me encounter you in power, oh Lord, so that your name will be glorified. We give you praise, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Oh, what a privilege that God left us on earth for a purpose. And now we remember, and today I'm sure we will learn about the significance of those last 7 days of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the purpose for which we still remain after he went to the cross. But let us open this meeting with an uplifted right hand as we read from the book of Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and all that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his heart to what is false, nor swear deceitfully, he shall receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God his Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, O God of Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord Almighty. He is the King of glory. Amen. Psalm 145. I will exalt you, my God the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They will tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They will celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All you have made will praise you, O Lord. Your saints will extol you. They will tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all men may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving toward all he has made. The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and loving toward all he has made. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. Amen. Our opening hymn.
Oh, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest, the angels are singing. The whole earth is filled with your glory. The whole earth is filled with your glory. Holy are you, God. Holy are you, God. maker of heaven and earth. We give thee praise and honor and glory, the ever merciful one, the soon and coming King, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Rea. We bless you, Lord. In Jesus' holy name we are worshiping. Turn to somebody and welcome them in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Please, let's take our seats in the heavenly places. Something shifted in this building on Friday. We had a visitation that is strange by the living God. And so if you were not in the prayer vigil of Friday, I welcome you under the unction of God. Today we remember the day that Jesus rode the donkey into Jerusalem. Can I have I wanted those children that are 8 and 9 to be brought back. 8, 9, 10. Brother Emmanuel, how old are you? Pardon me? 7, 10. So I want those children within 8, 9, and 10 to be brought to me. Before I call them to come and share the word of God with you this morning, I want to say this to us, that today is what we call Palm Sunday, isn't it? How many of you have your palms with you? Don't worry if you are not given one, because palm trees don't grow in England. But if you are a Caribbean and you don't have one palm leaf, I'm going to fine you. Amen. Africans and Caribbeans are the ones who manufacture palm tree. God made their 10 territory. And of course, Middle East, where Jesus comes from. And so a day like this, we remember when Jesus began his last earthly journey. And in Christendom, we call this week Passion Week. And today, we remember how Jesus rode a donkey into Jerusalem. But there's a lot about the donkey and about the prophetic understanding of this season. If this season did not take place when Jesus Christ came to the world, you and I would not be saved. I want us, with the whole of our hearts, to listen very attentively as the scriptures are read. I can't see any of those young ones. Where are they? Who went to bring them for me? What's happened? Because you delayed them, I will retain them in my meeting. Because those young folks, they know more than what you think they know. If witches can put witchcraft into a child of 3, and at 5, that child is talking like a matured person, then why do you think that the children of Jesus Christ will not have the Holy Spirit in them even as early as that age? Is Pastor
Oluwaswala around here. Okay, Pastor Chukwu, go and get me those children and don't come back unless you come with them. Pardon me. How many of the kids around here, you are 8 to 10, stand up please. So I have two of you here. Please sit down. How old are you? 10. 9. Yes, please sit down together. So what caused the delay? That section have to answer to me after service, because I expected that those children have a class, and when they are asked, just in their class, they move to the church. I don't know whether you have different arrangements for them. You know what? Please, leaders, can you move to the end? Bring those children here for me. Come, all of you, please. Sit just so that they have space. Why are you doing that? They should come this way. This way they should come. This way. My children are very smart. It's all right. No, sit on this list, but just make sure you have space for them. All right, go in and sit down. And the rest of you will feed into all the adults. Look at them, beautiful girls and boys. My. Wow. You have grown since I came to your class 2 years ago. Can you imagine? I saw some of them, they are just taller than me. I couldn't recognize them because of their height anymore. Would you want to read the Bible today? You? Do you want to read the Bible? Would you want to try? Yeah? Come on, lad. Come on, lad. I'm Brother Emmanuel. Join us. Brother Samuel. Lord, I will spend time with these ones that you have given to me. The Satan that is deceiving children in UK will fail over this generation. Lord, these are treasures in your hands. They will defile every odd. They will not be taken by the world, but they will take the world by storm. They stand for the rest of their team. You are going to read. Sis, what's your name, sis? Effie. Sister Effie. And you? Brother Alola. You are the guitarist in that place. Before, anytime you see, you play Praise the King of Glory, you see a small boy like this, carry guitar and he's doing like this. That is the man. That is 5 years ago. That is 5 years ago. All right, Sister Effie, you read, this is Mark 11, from verse 1 to verse 7, yes? All right, now. Put the mic in your mouth.
As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mountain of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you doing this?' tell them, 'The Lord needs it and will send it back here shortly.'" When they went and found a colt outside in the street tied at a doorway. As they untied it, some people standing there asked, "What are you doing untying that colt?" They answered as Jesus had told them to, and the people just let them then go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their clothes over it, he sat on it.
May
the Lord bless the reading of his holy word. Amen.
And Brother Lolua, read from verse.
Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches they cut in the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest." Jesus entered Jerusalem and went to the temple. He looked around at everything, but since it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. May the Lord bless the reading of his holy word.
Brother Emmanuel. Brother Samuel. Samuel, you are reading from 12. Finish.
The next day, as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to find out if it had any fruit. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves, because it was not season for figs. Then he said to the tree, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And his disciples heard him say it. On reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple areas and began driving out those who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. And would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts. And as he taught them, he said, "Is it not written, My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations, but you have made it into a den of robbers." The chief priests and the teachers of the law heard this and began looking for a way to kill him, for they feared because the whole choir was amazed at his teaching. When evening came, they went out of the city. May the Lord bless his reading of his holy word.
Thank you.
Okay.
Let's put our hands together for them. They take their seats. You can go take your seats. You can go back to your seats, darling. You know, something is that the Lord has instructed me concerning the age of 8 to 10, especially boys. And I will execute what God told me. We are going to form a team with me, all of you. And that team, we will sing in palaces. We will sing in nations. And the ends of the earth will hear our voices. And we start the journey from next month. So those of you who are parents of these children within the age of 8 to 10, just give them to me for 1 year or two. You'll be amazed at what God will make of them. As much as a Sunday like this, we remember what we call the triumphal entry. The story of the triumphal entry is what they have just read. And this story is segmental. It talks about Jesus entering Jerusalem, and it talks about Jesus revisiting Jerusalem. Those of you who have been on the mission trip with me to Israel a few number of times, we remember the very path that Jesus walked through, because everyone who goes to missionary journey in Jerusalem, whenever we go there, we always pass through the same walk. We walk through the same path. And that path is being reserved till today. And it gives you quite some, when you see where you walk through the path and you know that Jesus, this is where Jesus really dunked you through, I tell you something, it has some impact in your life. However, this story is talking about you and I. It begins by talking about when Jesus was to go to Jerusalem, according to the prophecy of the prophet. As he began his journey, he called his disciples and said, "For this journey we are going, just go over to the other side. You'll find a place," told them the place, "and you'll find a colt that is tied down but never ridden." That's a donkey. A donkey tied down, but never ridden. Then he says, "Loose that donkey from his bondage. And if anybody challenges you, tell them the Lord has need of it." And he says, once you say that, the proprietorship will change hands. As the power of ownership. I want to know that this is what your life and my life is. If you are in this meeting today, or you are hearing me now on television or across the globe on other mediums, for those who are born again among us, this is what happened to us. Ephesians chapter 2 from verse 1 to verse 3 tells us that when we were in the world, we were under the control of the prince of the air, the spirit that works now in those who are disobedient. We did whatever our instinct tells us to do. We lived our life in under those unction, not knowing that Satan was the one controlling our lives. And so we were held bound by Lucifer. And then when the time came, the Holy Spirit is the one sent by Jesus, who touched our hearts and illuminate our mind to know that there is a way out of this oppression of Satan, and the way out is Jesus. And so we gave our lives to Christ. I want us to know this, that the process that brought us salvation is this. When he said, "Loose the colt," he did not tell them to ask the owner for permission to loose. When they went, can you imagine? Jesus said, "Somebody go to somebody's house and just loose his colt." The reason why he did not tell them to ask for permission is because the earth is the Lord's. He is the true owner of the cult. But whoever had possessed ownership was just a custodian. So in the time that you and I was not born again, Satan does not own the world at all. He was a custodian. And so when the Holy Spirit said to our soul, you are loose, no demon of hell, there is no spirit of man or otherwise that could stop your salvation. That's why the Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if a man be is what? Come on, let me hear you speak it loud. All things are become. All this is from God who reconciled us to himself and given us the ministry of reconciliation. So you and I are like the cults who are set free because of the blood of the Lamb. And this is the reason why it would be very odd for a Christian to believe that you still have to deal with some bondages after you are born again. It's just totally, you know, unscriptural. Like some people believe that after you have been born again, you need to be delivered. Nonsense. Delivered from what? Anybody who haven't been born again have to be delivered by any man is because you are not truly born again. Because the Bible cannot lie. Jesus says, if the Son therefore make you free, you are free indeed. Maybe the person needs a little bit of knowledge of law. The word indeed means indeed. Alright? Which means that it's irrevocable. Once you are in Christ Jesus, you are totally free. There is no other freedom you can earn than the freedom that comes in the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If then you have to have another freedom or another one to deliver you, haven't you been delivered by the blood of the Lamb? It means that that blood is not potent enough. Is the ultimate blood. When Jesus said, tell the owner of the called, the Lord hath need of it. You will never read that the owner argued. It settles all matter. Whoever had been the controller of your life, once you run into Jesus Christ, the Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous will run into it and they shall be saved. For therefore there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For in Christ Jesus the law of spirit of life has set you free from the law of sin and death. What the law was powerless to do in that was weakened by the flesh. Romans chapter 8 says that God did it by the Son. So, if you are born again, you are free. Come on now. I love it. Because I enjoy it. So, therefore, the call was untied. But let me say something to you. When that call was untied, you will agree with me that the calls are always dirty, isn't it? They have to wash them very well. So I believe very much that the same thing happened to this cult because can you imagine, you are bringing a cult to Jesus Christ to ride upon. Certainly that cult must be well treated before they bring the cult to Jesus Christ. Washed, isn't it? Isn't it? Well brazoed, isn't it? And then some women now came and brought their good clothes. Most precious garment and they place on the cult. Not only that, because of the rider, they put their garment on the floor so that cult cannot walk on normal floor. Let me say this to you. When you and I was born again, as the cult was washed, we were washed with the blood of the Lamb. So that all our filth and sins are washed away. Ephesians tells you that in chapter 3, Colossians chapter 3 from verse 13. Both Colossians 2:13, Colossians 3:13 tells you the same thing. We are washed. Now let me say this. And then we were filled with the Holy Spirit, decorated with the Spirit of the Most High. The Holy Spirit of God. So, as many people who have accepted Jesus Christ, you have been cleansed of your sins. You are now a glorified donkey.
Come on now. No more donkey, but glorified. Why? Because of the rider that is about to ride on you. Now, this is where the question is. Who is your rider? Answer in your heart. And I will take you through this. Because if you miss this, you will miss the other things I want to say. You know that cult? People never saw that cult any longer as a cult. Because Jesus was on the cross. So all the honor they wanted to give to Jesus, they gave to the cross. All the glory they wanted to give to Jesus, they gave to the cross. As long as Jesus is the rider of the cross is glorified. Can I say something to you? I had done this expose among you before on colts, that is donkey. Donkey is a strange animal. If a trailer hits a donkey, that trailer will smash to pieces. That's what donkey is. I've seen it myself. You know, when I tell you things with facts. As donkey is so small, you look at it. Let me just tell you a little bit. Let me say this. While I was practicing in surveying highway, I was walking, there is a road in Nigeria from Jos to Bauchi. I was the supervising engineer over that road. And we camped at a place called Rinjingani because we soon started another project of road from a place called Magama to Gumau, from grass to tarring. I supervised the job. But then something happened one day. A colt broke loose from the market. That colt, you know, when they use colt to carry heavy load. And when they put the load on the colt, the load, you would think it will kill that colt. A load that horse cannot carry. Really, a load that is almost as big as elephant. They put it on a colt and it keep going. It can keep going. But when that colt is fed up, he will not give a sign. The colt will just spring up with all the load and roll to the sky and put his back down and crash on the load. So the load scattered. But you see, when a colt does that in the market, he will start running. He never knew that colt can run because you know the way they work as if they don't have sense. This animal, they flee. When they run, they will run back to the village and to the place where they are tied. And when they get there, they put their neck there and be waiting to be tied. This is how cult behave. But you see, human is the way we behave. A good number of us, the kind of lifestyle we want to live is a lifestyle of the devil, which bind us in slavery before we're born again. Are you listening to me? We are like cults. How won't you say that I am born again, I give my life to Jesus? Okay, we hear that. But who is your rider? You will soon see believers go away back to the world. According to the Ephesians 1, 2, there are 2 from 1 to 3, where Satan rules your heart, your mind, your belief, and your behavior, and your actions. And this is the reason why those who are supposed to be sons of God suffer. For no reason. Pray. Little happen if anything will happen. Because the donkey, natural donkey, goes back to the house where he was bound and put his head back to be tied down. They have enjoyed being tied down and they are comfortable in being tied down than to be used. Let me say something. But you see, the cult that Jesus rode, you never heard again that he served man. When that cult was set free, that cult was free completely. When that call, as long as Jesus was writing on the call, people were saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he that come in the name of the Lord. But who was passing through all their glory is the call. They were giving glory to the writer of the call, but the one who takes the glory is the call that was written. Let me say something to you. Anyone born of God who decides to stay under God, you cannot be oppressed by Satan. It is not possible. No power in this world can overcome you. It is impossible. Let the devil be angry. He can do nothing about destiny. If Jesus is your rider. I will take in a few scriptures in a minute. But the rest summary of the story is so simple. Jesus the second day went, and he saw a fig tree that did not bear fruit. He thought it was full of fruits because of the appearance. But when he got closer, he found out, I'm hungry. I will feel my hunger. But that tree has no fruit. And Jesus cursed the tree. Listen to me attentively with your heart. Jesus says, not everyone who calls me Lord, Lord will enter the kingdom of my Father, but those who do the will of my Father in heaven. This house, Christ's faith tabernacle, is born by God to speak the truth of the word of the living God without looking at man or what man will feel, whether it's delicious or not. We don't have regards for that. We don't have regards for flesh. We don't have regards for the devil. Because, let me tell you, the time you spend on earth is the shortest time of your existence. Shortest time of your existence. When you are young, you say when you are 30, in a short time you are 30. You think those who are 30 are old? When you get there, you discover that it's just the beginning of life. You see people at 50, you say, oh, these are old men. In a short time, you are 50. And then you are looking at people who are 80. Before you know it, you have clocked 70, you have clocked 80. Then you begin to think about, what have I done for my burial? If you don't prepare for your burial, they'll be preparing for you. Shortly before you know it, you are dead. But what happens after you close your eyes? I'm talking about a normal life that God even give you such grace of longevity. What about those who die young? You know, yesterday, two things happened. There was a wedding here yesterday. And in that wedding, when I finished the wedding, as I was going out on the Hall of Mirrors, coming down, suddenly Pastor Tal came to me, Apostle, have you heard this? It was the news of one of my friends. He died yesterday. One of my friends. Oh. What happened? Oh, it was a brief illness. You know, my first wish is that, but why did they die? No. But the first thing that came to my brain, where has he gone? Now that he's dead. Only two destinies wait for a dead man. Heaven or hell. No middle ground. So, he's now before his maker. Who, in the presence of who, you can't lie. You know, you can put up like the fig tree in the church as if you flourish. You can put up as if you are so godly. You can put up before everybody as if you are following God. But in death, you meet the man, the one who created your whole being, who saw your heart, who saw you in your secret place when you are not in church. And no opportunity to come back and repair it. Listen to me. The fig tree was cursed for one reason. He is expected to bear fruit, but he didn't. So, no one can tell me that as a Christian, if you don't bear the fruit of holiness and righteousness, which Jesus said you should bear. Look at it in the book of John. If you read from 14, you know about it, 14, 15. You cannot tell me you will enter heaven. Forget it. We don't enter heaven because we are bold. We don't enter heaven because we are sure we are going. No. Not everyone who calls me Lord, Lord, Jesus said, will enter the kingdom of my Father. He said, some will come to me and say, I perform miracles in your name, and yet I will say, I know you not, ye men of evil works. Come on now. It's only those who submit to the Lordship of Jesus on a daily basis. He said, blessed are those who wash their robes daily. You can speak in tongues. You can cast out devils. Those things don't impress me, man. I was in a church, Pentecostal church. 250 people were witches. Arrested by the power of the Holy Spirit. They were speaking in tongues, of course, but tongues of the devil. Listen to me. The clock of your life is ticking off daily that you breathe. Jesus did not come to save and for you and I to continue to do our will. When the cult came, the cult had no will but the rider. The rider. And then he went further to the temple and he drove some people in the temple who were buying and selling. Some people they come to church for several reasons. Some come to church because they are looking for wife. Some come because they are looking for husband. Some come because they are looking for boyfriend or girlfriend. Some come because they are looking for business partners. I mean, people have various reasons why they come to church. But some come because they are seeking the Lord. Can I submit to you? The ratio of those who really come to seek God is always the minimum. Because Jesus said, the broad way, many are in it. But the way to the Lord is so narrow. Like that cult, when Jesus came upon that cult has no more opportunity to be a cult but to be obedient to the voice of the rider. Anywhere Jesus took the cult, that's where the cult go. He will never go to anywhere the rider will not go. What are you doing in clubs as a Christian? What are you doing in places that are ungodly? He does not hear the music that the rider does not hear. What are you doing with worldly music? And all these people in the world who are creating glamour and stuff, and you fill your own house with demons speaking every day to your hearing, and then you fill the whole of environment with evil spirits, and they begin to oppress you, and you claim to be a Christian. Let me say something to you. The Bible says, get out from among them. There is a scripture that just came to me now, you read very recently in your meetings. We went through it, I think it's in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. No, chapter 6. Look at what it says. Verse 14. We'll read it together. Shall we together, please? This is Cathedral. Clap for yourself because you are good readers. Hallelujah. I just came from New Cross. They are not as many as you, but when they read, the ceiling blows off. Amen. Let's read the word of the living God together, please. Then verse 15. Verse 17 says, come out and somebody say amen. Come on now. I appeal to you. Don't be those
who joined them to come to church, but the God of the church is not in you. It's a waste of your life. If someone comes to church and continues to do his own will, before the God who saw your nakedness and saw you out of church, can you see that that's why he's a loser? He will have been in word and served the devil well, so that he will get the devil whatever and then go with the devil when he dies. But to come to the church and not submit to the counsel of God, and your heart and mind is in the world, you waste your time, you waste your life, and you dangle to hell. So what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? So if you are hearing me and you profess that you know Jesus, I want to ask you, who is your rider? Who takes decision over your life? Do you decide by what you see? Do you decide by what you feel? Is what you feel your God? Our God is not a God of feeling. He's a real God. And neither can he feel unclean vessels. Have you allowed your mindset to contaminate your vessel? Give God a chance. This is Palm Sunday. Don't be among those that Jesus will drive out of the church because they came to church to buy and sell. He drove them out of. We saw the church because that very church where that temple, you know, on the Temple Mount, where Jesus Christ drove the buyers and sellers, they showed it to us. It's still there today, excavated. So the message of this day is, who is your rider? Who is your rider? Someone says that, but Jesus said, by their fruits we know them. And this is the reason why God established church. Can I say to you before I close, what are the purpose of the church? Therefore, why did God allow organization to be called church? Any organization that does not do this, they are not church. If you go there, your life is in your hand. Are you with me now? Let's see what the Bible says a church is. The purpose of the church. If you look at the book of Ephesians chapter 2, if I read from verse 18, for through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit, that is the Spirit of God. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household. So the church of the living God is the household of God. So when you and I are born again, we have been adopted by God into his own family. So look at yourself as a member of the family of God. Now, you know something? I said this last Sunday, and I will say it again. How many of you never did that before? Raise your hand. Amen. Now let's see this. The house of God is not all those who go to church, but among those who go to church, those who have become a member of his family. And let me help you understand that. As you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have tried the world and you are fed up, but you want Jesus to save you. And when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are enlisted into God's family. Now understand, Ephesians is so clear about this. Chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 3. Let me read that and come back to this. It says, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. As for you, You were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world. So when we are not born again, we follow the ways of the world. We listen to the music of the world. We even boast about how many of the artists we know. Some of you have what you call stars, isn't it? What they call something idol? What they call them? Pop idol? Yeah, and the Bible says that I have no any idol beside me. And someone says that, oh, my pop idol is this. They're just an idol worshiper. You know, they were God worshiper. He said, we did whatever we like. And then, he says, we follow the ways of this world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. And the next verse talks about the consequence. All of us lived among them at one time, gratifying cravings of our sinful nature. Whatever your nature of sin wants, you do. You see, I told you something yesterday. It was Vigil. I was watching the testimony of Dr. Ben Carson. Carson, yeah? Good. The best neuroscientist on the planet Earth today. He was one of the candidates to become the president of America. But he was born by a poor mother. Extremely poor. How he became one of the greatest in the world is so simple. If you listen to his testimony, it's all about Jesus. And you know, Bill Carson was speaking about what helped his life. He said his mother used to work as maid in a rich family. But when his mother went there, she'd be watching the family, the rich family, that what are they doing that they are so rich in this place? And if she found out that they don't have television, that's number one. And their children don't watch television. But both father, mother, and children is to read. They read all the time. Read, 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 read. She watched them for days and found out that it is reading, studying, studying. So she came to the son and said, my son, you can be like these people, but this is what they do that they get to that place. He said, they read, they read, they read. So Ben decided to start reading. And the mother would buy books for him to read. He has nothing to do but read. Or read the Bible, read everything, and read books. And the guy became one of the best, really on earth in our time today. He's just the best neurosurgeon. It's so simple. Now, one of the things that happened to him, when he was in his practice, and he was getting success easy, he's following the principle, he's born in a Christian home, serve God, clean conscience, walk right with God. He said many things, but what happened, what I want you to know is this, one of his testimonies. After God had blessed him, he was contesting to become the president of America, really, he would have been, because he's more qualified than anybody. When you talk about brain. But then, somebody from the blue, a girl, just accused him and said, Ben Carson impregnated me when I was young and I have two boys for him. And the lawyers of that person wrote to Ben. And then they told Ben that, you know, you better settle out of court because, I mean, this goes to the public, your whole life is gone. And Ben said, I want to listen attentively. Ben said, he laughed. He said, I have a secret they don't know. So they now said, send your blood so that we can go check. He said, my blood to you? I'm so sorry. Even if I'm not a doctor, I'm not a foolish man. I send you my blood, you go and plant it in a crime scene. And then you call me a criminal. He said, no, I'm not sending any blood to you, Bob. They said, but we will take you. They threatened and threatened. He said, he laughed. He said, he laughed because he had a secret that they don't know. And what's the secret? He said, I've never slept with two women in my life. So let them go to anywhere. Let them go anywhere. Hey. Should they proceed, that is, slap me and I become rich, he will make money from them. He said, that is my secret. That they didn't know that. I met my wife a virgin, and that's the only woman I've ever slept with. I never even embraced anybody. I never kissed any other lips. You see, Satan wanted to strike him when he gets to glory. That's why, you know, the children raised in CFT, I'm so glad. And I expect you mothers to help your children. Because I also can say that. That's why I say, when the television, let anybody get angry if you don't like the truth. It's not my business. You can't catch apostle anywhere. What you have not tasted, you cannot be hungry of it. And this is the word of the Lord. When we were with the devil, our thoughts, Satan manipulates. Our mind, Satan manipulates. And the result is, like the rest of men, we were by nature object of wrath. So, when you are in the world, that is what happened. A lot of mishap that happened in your life were consequences of some reckless life Satan made you live some years ago. But now when you now say you are in Christ Jesus and you are still walking that wayward life, haven't Jesus blotted all your iniquities, made you clean? Then you now go to contaminate yourself. Who will appeal for you? Bible says anybody who deliberately go on sinning must be punished. If you deliberately go on sinning, it really says that if you deliberately, anyone who deliberately go on sinning is not a child of God. And the devil can play can use your nose to play football or trumpet. Haven't you known Jesus? You are expected to allow Jesus to control you. So, in closing, that Ephesians says, chapter 2, verse 18, we read, for through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God, people and members of God's household, but built in on the foundation of the apostles, the prophets, and Christ, the cornerstone. And understand this, your foundation in this house is apostolic, prophetic, and Jesus. And that doesn't mean that, you know, you just gauge anything in the Old Testament. No. The Bible says when you read the Old Testament, veil covers you. But when you bring it under Jesus, the veil is removed. Hallelujah, somebody. So the reason why you come to the house of God is now. Verse 21. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you two are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. So the duty of the church is to build your life so that you can be dwellable by God. So that God can dwell in you. That's the reason why we don't preach the message people want to hear. If I wanted to do that, I would have continued as a boxer and died as a boxer, making crowd and making money. But let me tell you something. You come to church so that you can be built into a house that God can dwell. Listen to me, therefore. If anybody goes to any church and that is not the ultimate aim, it's your fault. Your blood is on your neck. I don't think you can become a carpenter by going to the school of medicine. Isn't it? Neither can you become a lawyer by going to the school of groceries, where they sell grocery. Am I talking to you? You can't go to heaven unless you belong to a church that prepares you for heaven. That's why he's here. You don't come here to hear anything. It will be better for you. You say amen, amen.
All your enemies will go to River Tay and say amen, amen. And let me say this. When you are saying amen, that your enemies will go to River Thames, eh? I think you will get to River Niger before them. Bringing choir to the pulpits, half naked, dressed. Women with their breasts out, chomping like that. And then they carry all the instruments and they are playing. And say, we love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you. Which of the Lords? The person who is singing, the whole breast is out. The back is almost naked to his bumps. And then they put on skirts that open the whole of their laps. Why don't they dress naked? You don't need to do that. You don't need to just wear clothes that open your laps. No, let us see everything. So that we know that you are naked. And you tell me that is the church of the living God? Anybody dressed anyhow? Madness is the king of the place. Boys rasta their hair. Boys plait their hair. Priests of Shogo. Listen to me. And you call that the house of God? Women dress no different from a prostitute. Now we don't know who to evangelize, whether the one prostitute outside or the prostitute inside. I think we better face the one inside for so that it can be renewed in the thinking of their mind. No heaven for such. All your gain is on earth. Don't make a mistake to die. If you are such. Whoever controls your life is your God. The Bible says only those who are led by the Spirit. So tell me what you are doing. Is this Spirit of God that lead you there? Tell me the way you are dressing. Is this Spirit of God that made you dress like that? Can you see an angel that appear like you and you still say it's an angel? Don't let the devil deceive you. God cannot be mocked. The house of God is a place to prepare God's people so that they can be a holy vessel. That's the reason why you say you are a Christian for 10 years. You, ordinary fly, you can't kill. They are still beating you on your dream, running about helter-skelter. You are born again. Which born of what? Going from one chaos to another. Save, only for a tragedy to strike it. Everything contrary to the promise of God is happening to you. Why? Because Jesus is not the one riding you. Hello. The church is to prepare a people holy. And it didn't stop there. In the book of Proverbs, in the 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4 to 5, as you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men, but chosen by God, and precious to him. You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to become holy priesthood. Everyone. Holy priesthood. Everyone. Who profess to come to the house of the living God. Offering spiritual sacrifices, not satanic sacrifices, day and night, vessel of the devil, that is not what the house of God is for. The house of God is to cleanse you of all the devils and to renew your heart and mind so that your heart and mind will focus on the things of heaven and God can now dwell in you and you can manifest the power of the Most High. That's why you come to the house of God. Hearken to the voice that speak is the voice of the living God. Listen to me. And that scripture says this. We are supposed to offer spiritual. That's why I talk about these children. You give me these children. If you are a parent and you are putting spike on the head of your boy, I wonder what you think will happen to the boy after some time. The testimony of Ben Carson says that the mother only taught him to fear the Lord and to read. All right? You have television. You leave your children watching television. Don't you understand? Satan manipulates the human mind through television. Your children, you know, you put them in games. Even in church, some kids are so addicted that you see them sitting at the back that they are doing this, looking like it. And the parents will give them game. You think you're pacifying them, you are introducing them to demons, I tell you. You are introducing them to demons. Why the children of... Look, somebody is coming here on Friday. I will mention the name. You know, when I was asking for his daughter, my granddaughter, you know, he said that this girl, at the age of 3, knew many stories of the Bible. By 5, she can recite offhand all the stories of the Bible. Huh? In this place, we have children who contribute on Friday, Wednesday, isn't it? You know how it started? As a lady among us who decided not to have television in her house. She's a teacher. A good number of us know her. Her husband was not around, and she was a single mother. She raised her 2 sons. Only reading. By the time that the senior one was 5, he was contributing to lecture, Bible lecture. It's different from the ones now. The ones that come now, most of their writing is the parents who wrote it for them. In his own, the children wrote their own belief, what they are convinced of. Because I also sent that boy to some churches to go and teach when he was about 8, 9. But those 2 boys, the first one, who started, who broke the ice, eventually he was haunted by Eton College. He's now in Eton College on full scholarship. Really, they gave him scholarship for Eton College and for Oxford before he entered Eton College. He's in Eton College now. When he got to Eton College, the parents of other children, you know, Eton College for rich guys, extremely widely rich, yeah? They came to the mother and said, your son knows Bible a lot. He's very religious. So in another words, we wish our son is like this. He stood out among them. Any class he is the head. Any class he gets to, he become the head. Why? The mother made him read the Bible and also behave. His hair cut like a normal human being. Right. He got to it. He can see some wild, mad guys who are planting air for boys. That cannot interest. He will really preach to them. When he was about 7, he would preach to all his mates in primary school. What year did he get in primary school? The first year in primary school. He would preach to all his classmates, and his classmates would not go for lunch. They want to come and hear him preach the gospel to them. That the school had to now ask him, why are you doing this? He said, apostle said we should preach to everybody. So who is this apostle? They contacted me. I had to tell him that, you know, son, it's a very good job you are doing. Okay, but the school have to agree that it should give the children time to eat. So I said, okay, this is what we're going to do. You will preach 15 minutes and the children will go and eat. He said, yes, apostle. And he went back, he preached 15 minutes. That's how, because the school can't do anything. The guy, when he's preaching, the people come by themselves. The boy is in Eton now. He's going to Oxford. Nothing can stop it. He's going to rule in this country. Amen. Do you know why? The mother made the boy read Bible to the eye. Every Saturday, the mother would bring them to this place, and she bought a trolley, my megaphone. She would take the 2 boys to the streets here to go and preach Jesus Christ. Whether people are here or not, they both will go with the children, preach every Saturday. And these children became just expert geniuses. Not only him, his junior brother followed. In the same church that you are hearing the same message, that somebody chose to do what he had. So what's the excuse for other people? And then if you are a mother, you are going to do spike for the head of your child. When the child is only 3 years, all manners of demons are manifesting. Oh, you know, a young girl putting artificial, what do you call this thing here? Eyelids. Is it eyelids? Eyeshadow. Lashes. This one. Yeah? You see somebody, formerly it was witches who do that. When you see their eyelashes, you call it, it will be a real lash. And you know they are witches. But now you have girls putting that. Do you know what makes people do all those things? They are the people Satan has afflicted with personality disorder. They always feel they are not beautiful until they add those things. And those things make them ugly. I told my boys in this house, you want to marry? Don't marry by prophetic. Open your eyes wide, are my girls. You see a girl that looks like a masquerade, far from the madding crowd. Carry your bag and baggage. Even if he's speaking and fire is coming on his head, it must destroy. Go fire. It's not the fire of the Holy Ghost. Run for your life. Don't go to a woman like that. Run for your life. Because you join CFT doesn't mean you have to marry them. Anybody who joins CFT, you see that they dress funny and they look funny, or you see a boy who wore a jeans that is torn, or a boy who is not confident of himself is plaiting his ear like a woman. It's because Satan afflicts him with lack of confidence, no self-esteem, want to behave like a woman, put earrings on like a woman. He's a goner. If he opened his dirty mouth to talk to you, my girls, tell him that I'm sorry. Look at what you are. Even if I don't have husband, I prefer to live and die without husband than to have a man like you. Let him understand. Describe him to whom? Am I talking to you? As a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. A person who is given to worldliness, we end up in poverty, oppression, affliction, garbage that you should not have. But when you see a person that is prudent in his ways, committed to God from the youth age, beg to marry him or her. Are you listening to me? And if you are hearing me and that's what you are, you better change quick before it's too late. See what the scripture says. Am I talking from my mind? Let me read this to you very quickly. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 and 8, 17. Someone says, but I've been coming to church, but I'm born again. Listen to those who are born again. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. That is black and white. You know, I said to them in New Cross, some of us follow culture that are strange. Especially there is a Yoruba culture they brought into England. They take uniform when they want to do something. Yes? Ashwebi they call it, isn't it? Even Caribbeans have known it, Ashwebi. The way they call it. Let me say something to you. That culture is not Yoruba culture. Or you are doing party and they are putting money on your head. You are finished. Your life is like it's as cheap as an ant. They want to snip off you, gone. Your head is the entrance to your destiny. You don't know that. The Bible says, lay hands on no man. They only need to put that $1. They reduce you to $1. You two are dancing, they are putting $1 on your head, and you are dancing for, they reduce your life to $1. Listen to me. He says, it's our culture. I am Yoruba. And I can say a custodian of Yoruba culture because of the root I came from. I know how everything came in Yoruba culture. You sell yourself to Lucifer when you do that. You become a cheap animal for the devil. They will put a dollar just in the ground of the shrine and put it on your head that day. Finish. Finish. No prayer or fasting can deliver you. Understand me. A child of God must stay out of them. You have nothing to do with them. If you want to be in the world, you should remain there. Or somebody who feels that I'm not satisfied with the color God painted me and you start to bleach. I've told you again and again. If you die and you stand before the angels and say that I am Alfred, which one? Williams, which one do you go? Christ said tabernacle. They will say the one that we know is a black man. You look different. Your teeth, your mouth, your nose are danger of hellfire. Someone say, what do I do? Repent and return back to your original color. Don't present God as if he doesn't know what he's doing when he created you and painted you.
am I talking to you? He said, do not love the world or anything. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not. So when Satan tried to invade you with the world, he takes away the love of God from you. And he says, for everything in the world, the cravings of sinful nature, this is in vogue. Which vogue? The vogue of Satan. Cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and his desire pass away, but the man who does the will of God, who not the will of the world, the one who does the will of God will live forever. You may have trial. I don't care. If you live in God, your trial has expiry day. He has expiry day. You may have trouble today. I don't care. Your trouble, if you can live in God, he has expiry day. You don't need to pray about these things. They will live by their time. You only need to live by God. And the God you live by, his angels will honor you. Listen to me. Christianity is not a show. It is a life of God in man. Listen there. The world, if you love it, you are a goner. Therefore, Colossians 3:1. We will read this together. It wraps up my message for you today. May the Jesus Christ who rode the donkey never stop riding your life. May you continue to submit to the counsel of heaven. Everything the devil is using to distract attention of people so that he can destroy them, it will fail when directed to you. The enemy has come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But you have the Son of God, whom you profess. He came that you may have life. And that life in abundance. If you find yourself in any of this stuff of the devil, and you're under my voice, get out of it. Get out of it. There's something that began to arise in England. And they said black boys are plaiting their hair. Don't you know where it comes from? It comes from the devil. They said it's our culture. Which culture? Especially you who are born in England, you've never been to Africa before, you're telling me it's African culture. Who told you that? Satan lied to you. The day you plait your hair, demons enter you straight away. It's an express way for evil spirit to possess human body. The deity that command the men to do that is from my clan. All right? And I'm not joking about that. You know, he only came to England to recruit people. And before you know, your life is miserable because of something you are contacted, which you don't really know the origin of it. If anybody plays with the viper, he will be stung. A viper don't have mercy. So what should you do? Since you have been raised with Christ, set your heart on things above. I've said this to you. Maybe someone says that. Well, because I'm a single parent. The woman who is a single parent in this church single-handedly raised the children and boys in the way of the Lord. And they are now on their way to ruling in United Kingdom. They were begging them to come and rule. They were begging them to sponsor them. Am I talking to you? So you have no excuse. Because you are a single parent doesn't mean that your dad is not there. Doesn't mean you should go and join gangs. If your dad is not here, that is the reason why you must make sure you said to your mom, I'm going to make sure that I make it in life so that I can help you. That's what your decision should be. And you can only do that when you listen to Jesus' voice. Am I talking to you? Your heart must change. Where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Then verse 2. Set your mind on things above. The first one says set your heart on things above. The second one says set your mind on things above. Life is worth a living. It's pleasurable to serve God. It's success everywhere. It is confidence. It's glory and power everywhere. Come on now. I want to implore you that you commit your service to Jesus. When I was young, I'm not old, of course. I'm just trying to be. Yeah. And every time I wake up and see some gray hair in the mirror, I say, that's not me. But however, I think mirror don't lie. Isn't it? And some of you, you have been dying that year. No problem. A time is coming that under your dye, the air will still come out. Because you will have forgotten to dye it, and some others will have grown at the periphery. You know, that's what happened to you. And you may keep on dyeing your hair, no problem. And someday, your body, your hands, your legs, I will see whether you will not paint your body black. You will become what they call a kogu in Abeokuta. Hallelujah, somebody. Come on, let me show this to you. It says, your heart and mind are your treasures. Set them in things above. It says, verse 4, when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. So you understand that this depends on us. For you to appear in glory, you have to do his will. You can't go so far with God and not serve him. You cannot go so far with God and play with righteousness. There is no such a thing that I belong to the army, but I'm also a civilian. You either be a soldier or you be a civilian. You either be a sportsman or you are not a sportsman. If you say that you want to be the best footballer in England, you need to go and ask from Sister Michelle, who will tell you, when Michelle was going to football, her body was soft. I hug her. And when I hug her, she was a soft girl. Hand soft, leg soft. And then suddenly I hugged her. And it seemed I was hugging. You understand? I hugged her. She was standing. I was almost falling down. It's not by anointing. I said, what? Mama? Because she trains all the time. All the muscles, there's no such a thing that I wake up in the morning. You know, those of you who wake up in the morning and say, I want to sleep again. No, the body has been retrained. Now she's playing for United Kingdom, representing England in various places. You know, anywhere you set your heart determines what you get. And what God is saying to you in this meeting is to give your heart and your mind to Jesus. For those of you who are young, I would say, my son, when sinners entice thee, do not consent. Remember the children of who you are. And some of you who are young girls, if one of you has been taken over by Satan, the rest of you should pray fervently and confront that one. That what? You will gain nothing from this. Am I talking to you? And pray fervently that God will deliver her. Because as we are teaching you, there are some parents who also teach contrary to their children. They may not be here. They have wrecked, they shipwreck, but they want their children also to shipwreck. Life is not forever. And life is a gift. And the one who gave it takes it when he wants to do. Whether you are young or old, it doesn't matter your age. A young people die. Last year, one of us at 21 or 22 went to glory. Brother Emmanuel. And I celebrated her departure. You know? Because I attest to his salvation. He has been discussing with me about how to, operate in the realm I'm operating. Apostle, I want to see angels. Apostle, you know, I even asked him, do you have a girlfriend now? You are 21. He said, no. He said, Apostle, that's not my problem. My major issue is this. I want to encounter God. I said, yes. If that is what you desire more than all this stuff of your age group. And if you look at him in university, his hair is well cut. He's a typical example of a reasonable gentleman of England. A person I can put to BBC and black people will not be disgraced. Doesn't have earrings in his nose, 3 earrings in his ear like somebody oppressed. A total gentleman. And he started, he spent 3 hours with me just within the month before he died. And I told him everything about the Lord. And he started doing it and he started having encounters of angels. How is it that when he started having encounters of angels and in his school, he has passed to the grade of first class? That is his final year is first class. First year, second year is first class.
Then the company he worked for, just briefly, before they knew it, his name was all over the place. That within few hours of his announcement of his death, 85,000 people wrote about him in his company. And while he was seeing angels now, which is his ultimate, the Lord called him. He slept and he didn't wake up. He wasn't sick. He wasn't crushed by accident. He just slept. He loved Jesus so much that Jesus took him. But there are some other people that Satan take at young age. Come on. Be on your guard and be alert. There is no better life than to obey Christ. And the Lord strengthen and bless you. The Lord open your heart and mind to receive the word that you have had today. The word you have had today will change you. It will transform you. You will not fall into the trap of the enemy. You will be an example of God's own saints. Shall we just stand up together and let me pray with you. I want choir to come behind me. Bread of heaven, we bless you. King of creation, we salute you. Oh Lord, I present everyone under this roof to you. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. The blood of Jesus against you. The Lord rebuke you. The blood of Jesus is against you. I say, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. The blood of Jesus is against you. Every chain be broken in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, it is written, the Son of God has come to destroy every works of the devil. The reason why the Son manifests is to destroy every works of the devil. So, every work of Satan, I declare you are destroyed in the name of Jesus. Every spirit sent by Satan to manipulate human mind, I command, lose hold of your position. Be set free in the name of Jesus. Lord, if there's anyone under my voice that has signed a pact with Lucifer, by the blood of Jesus, I destroy that covenant. I destroy that pact. I destroy that pact. By the blood of Jesus, I destroy that sign. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I enforce the victory of the cross on every life under my voice. You came from God as a gift to your parents. To God shall you go. Every barrier the devil has placed between you and God, be broken in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Connect back to your maker in the name of Jesus. Heart and mind. Heart and mind. Heart and mind. That the devil has turned away to the world system and to flesh. Restore in the name of Jesus back to God. Restore in the name of Jesus Christ. Hunger for righteousness. Receive in the name of Jesus. The spirit of holiness saturate you in the name of Jesus. Your little strength, I pronounce blessing upon it. Father, thank you for this day. Even as we remember, we pray for the souls of mortal men upon the face of the earth. We destroy the powers of Satan, the manipulation of hell over young ones in England. We free their souls in the name of Jesus. We bind every evil spirit sent out by hell and witches and warlords. We release the fire of God from heaven to destroy all their hibernations and destroy all the weapons of the devil and set man free and set souls free and set heart free in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For this congregation I speak over you. As you enter the new week, it shall be glorious for you. I say your new week shall be full of testimony. Your new week shall be full of the handwriting of the Father. That which you have been seeking and you have not gotten by the Father, I release in the name of Jesus, manifestation. Manifestation. That which you are seeking will begin to seek after you. In the name of Jesus Christ, that which belongs to you that heaven had ordained, I call that to manifestation over you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Whatever you are going through today, I decree they shall walk to the according to the counsel of God. They will work for your good. Yes, Lord. Anyone who receives bad news, I rebuke in the name of Jesus. You are made whole in your body. You are made whole in your heart. The cells of your body and organs is made whole. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Oh, Lord, we bless you. Renewal of hearts to every soul. Restoration back to you. In friendship to every soul. Sight be given to every soul. We thank you. In Jesus' holy name. Is anyone struggling from migraine? You are set free from this hour. I cause migraine to die. And I rebuke, it will never come back. Thank you, King of Heaven. Withered hands be healed. Leprosy be cured. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every humiliating demon, the Lord rebuke you. I cast you back to hell. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' holy and anointed name we are praying. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen.
Yeah, generation after generation, praising you, praising you, and no one, and no one's good to you. I am the Lord,
and I am the Lord.
What makes you?
What makes you?
And he said, yeah.
And he said,
the grace as you go in this week.
Hallelujah. When I was preaching, if you just give your life to Jesus, we want to see you after this meeting. You can just come forward and somebody will attend to you. I thank you for coming to this meeting. And I greet you again. Happy Palm Sunday. Please take your seat in the heavenly places. I would like to welcome the visitors myself. And then I will call the person who will take the offering. If you are worshiping with us for the first time, could you wave your hand? Let me see you there. Please rise up and we want to welcome you. You are very, very welcome. Very, very welcome. I'm sure you have been blessed by the Lord. The ushers have a pack that they will hand over to you, and we have a 4 minutes. We want you to fill the form and drop that with us. Do you have a pack given to you, darling? Why did usher wait until I spoke this? You should have given them straight away when they stand up. Please, you can be seated. Amen. Now, before I sit down, since last Monday, this house had begun the restructuring that God instructed us. And there are some instructions I need to give you today because we are moving into the month of April. And this is it. How many men are here? Please stand up if you are a man. I mean biological man by chromosome. You are a man. Wow, Cathedral, put your hands together for yourself. Though some of you migrated to New Cross, because when I got to New Cross, when I said the men should stand up, their ratio to women, you can't compare. They are so small. Now, this is what is going to happen to you. You know, in this house, we have a lot of potentials. People who are highly placed in various places from business to secular world. And we thought as members of the same church, we have help for everybody too. But if we don't know who you are and what you are, we cannot know where we can help you. And also if you are placed in a place where others could be helped by you, we wouldn't know it. So all men, have you gotten your code? You see that code behind me? You will sit down now and you will click that code and fill your names and also your telephone contacts. Because, you know, we have some plans that are very great for you. Please be seated and you can take the code. Just leave the code there. You can click the code. A lot of good information pass around us, and if you are not in the loop, we won't be able to update you with some. You just see things are happening with people, you don't know how it's happening. We want to be able to help every man. And also we want to be in a position where you also, anything that you have, you know, in the area of skill or career or intention, you are skilled in, you can also help others, especially the growing men. Now, if you don't know how to do this thing, just take your camera and paste this stuff, and you will see a yellow, you know, stuff. Press it, it will take you to it. Now, some men, you know, don't like this stuff, but just take it. I'm going to be sending an information out to you within the next week. So you need to make sure you get it. Your name, your contact, and what you do. What is your practice? What's your career? Where do you work? That's what this is all about. And make sure you identify if you are. You must be on WhatsApp. You must be on WhatsApp for us to be able to connect you Let me tell you something. I went to British Embassy in Nigeria, for example. And this has happened to one person who went for an interview. I went to this embassy in Nigeria to go and see the consular because I needed help from the embassy. And they arranged the meeting for me in the embassy. I need some clarification. And when I got into the room, the person that came in sat down as a consular, as a member of CFT. I never knew that she moved to Nigeria by the British embassy. I said, "Sister, what are you doing here?" She said, "I'm the consular." I said, "So, when you saw my name, you must have been probably waiting that apostle today I would talk to you." You know, and we have had occasions so that some people went for interview, but the head of the interviewers was a member of CFT, and they are members of CFT. You know, so we need to make sure that we annex all that God has given to us. Now, all women should stand up, please. I will see your ratio. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? I think the women just beat the men by 1%. In New Cross, it was like they beat them more than 60%. Beat them hands down. So the men in New Cross are now struggling to make sure that they go and manufacture men. Amen. Now, similarly, you ladies, scan that and write your name, what you do or where you work, what kind of industry you work in, and your telephone. And we're going to do the same thing with the women. Please see that. Pardon me? Oh, because they put light of the world. Don't worry. When you put it and you put, please don't write Mr. Kemi. Write Miss or Mrs. So that we know that you are women, and we will just take them out from the list. They will have done one for the women today. It's very good that you notice that it is light of the world. But you put Mrs. please, so that we can, or else I would have said they should do another one for women. But they will do another one for women, but we will migrate all the women on this list to Women of Rad Destiny. A lot is happening among us in the area of sharing the common benefit. If you are a member of CFT, you have no right to be poor. If you are poor, you inflicted yourself with poverty. Because you cannot beg for bread in the house of bread. You only need to make yourself known. Whatever stage you are, others have passed through that stage. And we have a lot of resources to help you know. You don't know what to do, tell you what to do. You have resources, you don't know what to do, we'll tell you what to do. We can connect you with those who matter in decision making in various nations of the world. So make sure you feel this, and the Lord will bless you. Who is coming? Pastor Adisa. Can we welcome Pastor Adisa for our offering, please?
Praise the Lord. Well, we bless the name of the Lord, and we thank God for that message that we have had today. And I believe that one thing we all be taking away today is who is my rider. And I believe pondering upon that and thinking about who my rider is, we give a solid transformation to every areas of our life. We're going to bring our tithes and our offering to the Lord this morning. And I'm going to read to us from the book of Proverbs chapter 3. I'll read verse 9. It says, "Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine." Your barns will be filled with overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. There will be no lack for you. The Lord will bless your kneading trough. As you bring to the Lord will supply your seed. And everything you lay your hands upon, you will prosper. As you go towards the end of this month, doors of heaven shall be opened unto you. And everything your heart desire, the Lord will bring it to pass. If you need an envelope, the ushers are around. You can just raise your hand and the ushers will give you. And to those of us who've got the details of the account is just right on there. Those of us who are using the envelope for our offering or tithes, immediately after the service, while you are going out, there is an ark just directly opposite you. As you go out, you can just drop your offering or tithes in the ark that is just directly over you there. And the Lord will bless you. Let us pray. Our Lord and our God, we thank you. We thank you because your word says in everything we should give thanks to you. For this is your will for us in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, because you are the owner of our life. You are the God who have given everything unto us. We do not own anything, but you give everything unto us. And out of the abundance that you have given unto us, with a heart that is full of thanks, Lord, we come to you today to give. And we ask, O Lord, that the doors and heaven shall be open upon us. You bless the works of our hand. You give us strength and ability so that we can continue to do and give to you. That your name, O Lord, be glorified. In Jesus' holy and anointed name, we have prayed. Amen. Can we please rise up, please, as we bring our tithes and our offering to the Lord. Amen.
Declare the Son of God is lifted high. Amen. Lord, we thank you. We bless you, O God.
The Son of God is lifted high.
The Son of God is lifted high.
God, we lift you high. You are the glorious God. You are the almighty God. We thank you because you are our rider. You are the one that rides us. We ask, O Lord, that you give us the ear to hearken unto your voice. You give us the eyes, O Lord, to see you. So that as you ride upon us, you point us on the right direction. Especially in this time of your great revival. Our Lord and our God, we thank you. Father, we thank you for this is the holy offering that is brought by your holy people. We ask, O Lord, that let your holy fire come down from heaven and consume this holy offering that is brought by your holy people. That your name, O Lord God, be glorified. In Jesus' holy and anointed name we are praying. Amen. Please, let's take our seats. You can tell me.
Good afternoon, church. Good afternoon. Happy Palm Sunday. We thank God that we can celebrate this very day. And I pray as the man of God has spoken today, so shall it be in Jesus' name. We've got a few announcements very quickly, which I would run through. Just give me one second. Apostles welcome the visitors, so we don't have to do that. Just a few things. So prayers and communion tonight at 8 p.m. online via Zoom and on YouTube as well. So please join the prayers tonight at 8 p.m. Our daily prayers in the way we restructured ourselves starts again from tomorrow. So Monday, Tuesday, there will be prayer here in person in the cathedral here, and obviously at New Cross as well for those who attend the church at New Cross. There's a prayer from 6 to 7 p.m. And then there's from 7 to 8 p.m. as well. And then there is a prayer online at 8 p.m., which is our regular prayer that we have via Zoom and on YouTube as well. Then from Wednesday, Jesus is going to be visiting this temple. Jesus is already here, actually. You would confirm with me that there's been an unusual glory in this house from last week's Sunday. I can't explain it. I'm sure Apostle or some of the pastors can explain it, but there's something very unusual, particularly on Friday as well. So Jesus is going to be passing through this temple from Wednesday. I would implore you to attend from Wednesday. And those who would be here, you would encounter God. If you're sick, come. And the Lord would definitely restore you in Jesus' name. So Jesus seminar on Wednesday here, Wednesday, Thursday, and on Friday. The prayers will start from 7 p.m. on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and the service starts at 8 p.m. on the dot. So that's Jesus seminar. And then we have Overcomers Night on Friday as well. So Overcomers Night on Friday starts at 9 p.m. No 7 o'clock, sorry. So there is no 7 p.m. on Friday, but Overcomers Vigil starts at 9 p.m. Jewels and the Crown and Morning Stars, all current students, you have practice after service today. So after service today, you know where you usually meet. Please go there for your practice today. And then secondly, for Jewels and the Crown and Morning Stars, all those who want to join, so new entrants, classes are scheduled to commence in April. Parents will be contacted and announcements will be made before the class starts. So this is just a pre-warning for those who want to join that session from April onwards. Resurrection Sunday, obviously Thanksgiving Sunday on the 31st of March. So we have Easter Sunday, which is Resurrection Sunday, and also our Thanksgiving Sunday, 31st of March. Please remember that the clocks go forward. So just bear that in mind. The clocks go forward on Sunday, 31st of March. So please don't be late to service. And those who would normally have Thanksgiving service, you're required to be here from 9 in the morning, obviously, so that you're here before the service actually starts. And then from next week we have Victory Nights as well, so the 1st, the 2nd and the 3rd of April in person here at the Cathedral. Again, for Victory Nights, the prayers will start from 7 p.m. so we have prayers from 7 p.m. and the Victory Night starts at 8 p.m. on the dot. We have a thanks card here, thank you card from Elder Balafin and his family for the wedding of their children. So it reads, CFT Woolwich, you are very kind. On behalf of the Balafin and Lija Du family, we would like to specially thank Apostle and Mommy for all their support before and during our daughter Blessing and son Rotimi's wedding. Also, thanks goes to all our pastors, elders, deacons, deaconesses, and all workers in TFC. The sound of joy and rejoicing and celebration will never cease in your home. God bless you all in Jesus' name. I think that's everything. Thank you very much, and God bless you. I'd like to invite Apostle.
Amen. Well, we thank God for what God is doing among us. In the past 2 weeks, I think the record was broken. We had 3 weddings in the past 3 weeks. And in the past 1.5 months, we have 4 weddings. And really, it started by last week, one on Thursday, then this week, one on Thursday, and then one yesterday. And today, we have the Mr. and Mrs. Lija Du. Wow. They were the ones that had the wedding on Thursday. And they are here now for their Thanksgiving. The other one who had this wedding the other week had... Last week, Sunday, we really had Thanksgiving for them, isn't it? And now it's a Thanksgiving for the Lija Du. The one for tomorrow said they are having their Thanksgiving at the end of the month, or else we'll be having 2. But this is the youngest Mr. and Mrs. Lija Du in the whole world. And we're so thankful to God that God made that day. And of course, you know, Mrs. Lija Du now is the daughter of Elder and Deaconess Balofin. So, it is Lija Du and Balofin family that are having Thanksgiving today. So, we ask them to go back, and then I want to see this new dance of the Lija Du's, and followed by the Balofin's and all their friends and team. Amen.
You are the reason why I lift my hand, why I lift my voice, why I sing to you.
Why I live for my voice.
Says in the book of Proverbs 18:22, he who finds a wife finds what is good or a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. But that wrote to me, we thank God for your favor. And Sister Blessing, we thank you because you are a gift of favor from the Lord. During the session of your marriage, a lot has been said. During the marriage seminar you attended, a lot has been said. There are prophetic words that are spoken over you. Lord, anoint your son in the name of the Father, and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Bible says, were there not 10 lepers that were healed? But why is it that it's only this Samaritan that came back to thank? And to him, Jesus said, you are made whole. As you bring your altar today, Lord, as one family, I lay your altar, your offering on the altar of the Most Holy God. Nothing will separate you.
Amen.
As we have spoken to your life yesterday, your life shall be.
Amen.
Really, you have begun the trail since Thursday. You will increase in wisdom.
Amen.
You will increase in knowledge.
Amen.
You will increase in understanding.
Amen.
The Lord will cause his blessing from the dew of heaven to fall upon you.
Amen.
You will be replenished and refreshed.
Amen.
You will stay green.
Amen.
and you will bear fruits, and your fruits will abound, and together you will be inseparable. One spirit giving birth to holy children, one spirit giving birth to sanctified generation. The Lord will grant you children from the throne of grace that cannot be stopped by any mortal man. The glory of heaven will not depart from you.
Amen.
You will not grow cold in your service to God.
Amen.
Your coming together will empower you more to serve God.
Amen.
For two are better than one, says the word. And they will bring better return. In your commitment to God, you have better return.
Amen.
The Lord will cause strength of heaven to manifest so that you fulfill both the earthly mandate and the spiritual mandate.
Amen.
Father, we thank you and commit them to your hand. And whatever we commit to your hand, you have the power to keep them to the last days. The Lamb of God will never be snipped off in this house.
Amen.
So shall it be throughout your life.
Amen.
And if the Lord tarries, your children will carry it.
Amen.
The word of God in your mouth and the Spirit of God upon you will never depart from you and from your descendants forever.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for this is the holy offering that is brought by your holy children. Let your holy fire from heaven come down and consume this holy sacrifice.
Amen.
As this is your first seed, it shall be a seed of remembrance.
Amen.
And a memorial before the living God.
Amen.
In Jesus' holy and anointed name we are praying.
Amen.
Choir, please.
Lord, you are good and your mercy is forever.
Hallelujah.
That is your own. Saying that you are good again. And end it proper for God.
You are good and your mercy is forever.
Hallelujah.
Say you are good and your mercy is forever.
Hallelujah.
That is a bit acceptable. Please let's take our seats. Just this announcement and we will close. Thank you so much for your patience. Can I say something to you? Next Sunday, I'll be teaching you on operating in the divine power of God. So if you need power from heaven, don't miss it. During the Jesus seminar, I'm going to be showing you the secret behind the success of Jesus Christ. And you get it? It's applicable to every aspect of life. And so let's just welcome Deacon Temi.
Apologies, I missed two thank you cards. The first one is from Elder Peter and Deaconess Agatha Iwagbemian. We wish to sincerely thank you for your enormous support you rendered during our daughter's wedding, our daughter and our son's wedding. We wish to thank you, especially our Father in the Lord, Apostle A.T.B. Williams and Reverend Omer Williams, for their immeasurable contribution to the success of the wedding. Our thanks also goes to all the pastors, elders, deacon, deaconess, for their immense support. May the Lord bless and uphold you. Celebration will never cease in your camp, in Jesus' name. To Apostle Mama Omar and the entire CFT members, thank you. And it's from Elder Peter and Deaconess Agatha Iwa Bemien. There is also another thank you card from Mr. and Mrs. Imogirie, dear Apostle Alfred Williams, Reverend Omar Williams, pastors, elders, and all Christ Faith Tabernacle members, we would like to thank you for your love and support during our wedding last week Saturday. It was truly a glorious and remarkable day. We are grateful for a church that is built not only on God's word, but also built like a family. We're going to miss you all so greatly, and so we're slowly moving our way to settle on the other side of the world. However, Apostles' teaching will always be embedded in our hearts and minds. So we'll always be embedded in our hearts and minds. Remain blessed, and we will, of course, keep in touch. Love from Mr. and Mrs. Imogire, and it says to Apostle Mama Oima and the entire CFT members. It's much appreciated. God bless you all in Jesus' name. I would like to invite our Father Apostle.
That is from Sandrisco. My Sandrisco. But we thank God for both of them. They are now in Australia. Shall we rise up together, please, as we bring our meeting to a close? Shall we read the Lord's Prayer? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. Shall we lift up our right hand to heaven and share the grace together as in Hebrews 13, 20 and 21. Now, may the God of peace, that brought again from the dead, our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make us perfect in every good work to do his will, working in us that which is well pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. 2 Corinthians 13:14, read to someone. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now. And to yourself, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Now, it is my turn to bless you. It will be a great week for you.
Amen.
I've been hearing testimonies, and also people have been giving me visions that they saw concerning this house. And I believe very much that this week, if you are still waiting for your testimony, before Friday it will arrive.
Amen.
Everyone will have a testimony from the living God.
Amen.
May the Lord answer you when you are in distress.
Amen.
May the name of the God of Jacob protect you.
Amen.
God will send you help this week from his sanctuary.
Amen.
He will grant you support from Zion.
Amen.
God will remember all your sacrifices and accept all your burnt offering. The Lord will give you the desires of your heart and make all your plans succeed. Resources will come for you from heaven, both of angels and of men, to bring the plans of your heart to success. We will all shout for joy when we are victorious, and we will lift up our banner in the name of our God. May the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, may he grant all the requests of your heart. And may the God of Bethel, who appeared to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob at Bethel, may he change your dream land into the land of vision. May you encounter angels in your dream and have revelations from the living God. In Jesus' holy and anointed name we are praying. There shall be such a blessing, it will fall in your house. To our confession. Please be seated, and the ushers will lead you out row by row.